To be present, we must be intentional. And to bear fruit, we must feed the soul. You're listening to Pause, Sip, and Ponder. Hey, Ponderers, welcome back to another episode of Pause, Sip, and Ponder. And I swear every time I have a podcast, my background changes. Today, it is a solo podcast. So one-on-one with you guys. I know these past episodes, I've always had guest speakers, which I do really enjoy. And I'm not dreading this solo podcast. It's just I'm not used to it still, even with having this podcast for so long. It's still something I have to get used to. Especially with all this new equipment, clearly this new environment. I recently got this as a gift from Gil. It's specifically for podcasts, and I can have up to 4 mics on here, and there's a soundboard. So I'm gonna try to figure out how to get some sounds on there. So far we have like the laughter and the, I don't think we have a booing sound. But I do plan on having the cricket sound because my friends and I just love using the cricket emoji. Anyways, but I'm so glad that you guys are here. Thank you for joining me. If you are new, my name is Pauline, also known as Pauline Ponders. And here on Positive and Ponder, we talk about everything and anything in the aim to give you some encouragement, some hope, and really just to relate with one another and to remind each other that we are all human and we all have struggles and are trying to figure it out no matter what age you're at. So today will be my last episode of the year because December is going to be super hectic for me, not only with Pause, Sip, and Ponder, but with my whole life in general, with all the things that I am managing. And we're going to talk about that actually specifically. I'm doing this for the purpose of also catching up with you all and just updating you with what's going on in my life personally. Although I don't always enjoy talking about myself, I'd rather hear from you guys. I think also be a good way for us to start conversation. And just to, again, like I said, relate as humans and talk about some real stuff. So, and also, I really wanted to do this before the new year to kind of reflect on what's happened this past year. Towards the end of the year, it's always good to reflect and look back. Yeah, if you'd like to get comfy with me, I have this very comfy chair that I got on Facebook Market. That's also one of my new favorite hobbies, is scrolling on there to see if I can even just find the most random stuff, which is probably not the best way to start a minimalist life. I found minimalism through mostly my mental health and organizing things mentally. So I don't know, I'm probably just making excuses and I should probably get rid of some stuff that I have. So yeah, let's get into it. I got inspired by basically this page that I came across on my GoodNotes app, which I absolutely love for school, for life. Me being very type A, it really helps me gather all of my thoughts and organizes it in one thing. So I guess I created this earlier this year. And I titled it Getting It Together. So I'm assuming the time that I wrote this, I guess there was a lot of things I needed to organize in my life. And I guess I just really wanted to get my act together and get serious, get organized. And I'm glad. It seems like a lot, like looking at it now, I put so much expectations on myself at that time, but also as I read it right now, I've accomplished some of these things, which I think we don't do enough of just taking it in, sinking in all of the accomplishments that we've been able to do. I think when we're working hard towards something, it's so easy for us to just think about the next big thing. And so, yeah, that's why I always encourage you guys to look back, to journal, to document, because it will definitely bring you back to the spirit of gratitude, and that itself can help you to move forward and to grow. So, all right, so looking at this, I have organized everything about my life into subcategories, and I've labeled it art, fitness, business, spiritual, podcast, finances, self-care, work, and school. That's a lot. And it is true, though. Like, those are all the things that my, you know, my personal life, and probably yours too, those are the things that we have to manage every day. And it's a lot for one person. Oh my goodness. But somehow, I guess we've made it work. We're still here, so we're gonna go through not all of them, but just see how much I actually got done. Art. I said I would do one commission a month, and I think so far that's almost true. Not consecutively, but I've definitely received some commissions these past months, so I was able to do that. Make wall art for my studio. Oh yeah, this was like right before we had moved, because there was so much in my life at that time I was not able to control. There was just so much chaos physically, you know, with moving and everything, and I definitely get major anxiety when it comes to moving. And so I guess my way of coping and kind of remaining sane is writing everything down. And so I think I was also just dreaming about this studio that I knew I was going to get. And just, I guess that's the only thing I wanted to occupy my mind with everything going on. So I think we've done that, right? The entire wall is filled, and I posted a tour, on my YouTube if you want to check that out. Yeah, sketch and practice at least 3 times a week. I don't know about that. I did not sketch 3 times a week, but I have definitely promised myself to at least create once a week, or to do some type of art form every week. And one of the greatest things that I've done so far is to not put so much expectation on one particular medium, like my podcast, which I did for almost 3 years, and I eventually had to like sit back because I needed to allow myself to venture out and try new things. And so in this studio, I have invested in some new machines. Like, I got a heat press that I hope to use very soon. And then I just ordered a mug heat press. And yeah, so I've invested in a lot of materials for not just this business that I have, but also just for myself. Like, I'm just very blessed and very fortunate that I'm able to afford some of these things. I mean, we definitely have to go into our savings account, but you know, God provides. And long term, I'm just really grateful for just being patient with myself, patient with the process. Fitness. We're not gonna stay too long in this one, but workout at the gym 3 times a week. I tried. This year, actually, I definitely did not push myself too much, knowing what was going on in my life, and I think that's okay. You definitely don't want to force yourself to go to the gym. Of course, like, you should feel motivated, and some days you won't feel as motivated to go to the gym, but definitely, if you know that it's not really going to help you mentally, then don't do it. Do it when you feel most comfortable, and so far, I haven't been super, you know, consistent with it, but I am proud of the days when I do try to go and just show up. So that's all that matters. Yeah. So next is business. 50 orders a month. Yeah, guys. One thing I am very grateful for is that I did start my sticker business. All right, guys, I don't know what to call it at this point. I'm just going to call it my art business because I'm feeling it again. I'm feeling very boxed in, but I'm very grateful that I know how to make stickers now. There's still a lot of things I need to learn and improve, but I've learned a lot of things along the way. And I don't know, my sticker sales, of course, I was very open to the fact that it's not, you know, it's not going to be a booming business in the beginning, but I definitely learned some things for myself behind the scenes, and so I'll just carry that with me. And there's a lot of trial and error, but we learn and we grow. So yeah, and I have some product ideas that I definitely want to do for Positive Ponder, so stay tuned for that. Spiritual, keeping up with morning devotionals first thing in the morning, have a Bible plan, check on our members, or my members, my youth members, because I'm a youth leader. But, well, my journey spiritually has definitely taken a roller coaster, has been on a roller coaster, but mainly has been really, really, really flourishing, has flourished, and is continually growing, and I'm really grateful for those experiences faith-wise and how my faith has been challenged this year. And it's definitely helped me grow and gain new perspective and patience. So yeah, and recently, actually no, today, my good friend Alicia and I actually met up at a coffee shop and have decided we wanted to be accountability partners, and it's nice to kind of step out of your own home church and get your own feeding, and step out of that, you know, that leadership or that, you know, big sister role, and just be the one, you know, being mentored and mentored with, and yeah, just talk about life and relating that to our faith. And yeah, so that's been really cool. Next is my podcast. So as you guys know, I definitely did not post as much on my podcast. I did post more, but I think this year in terms of content and intentionality and quality, it's definitely been a step up. As you can see, I'm moving into video podcasts and more content creations through video and getting new equipment, and I'm just grateful to finally have a space where I can do that, because I used to just kind of wait until, you know, I was able to have some peace and quiet, or I would, you know, try to go to a library and record something, or I would have to wait until my family leaves so I can have some peace and quiet. And now I have my own sanctuary, so it's such a great feeling, and it's what my younger self have always wanted, you know, to have your own playground, I guess you can say, your artistic playground. So it's been great, although I still find myself going to coffee shops. Finances, yeah, as I get older, it's really hitting hard, the fact that, you know, money is a blessing and a curse. Credit is a blessing and a curse. So because I was very unsure of what was next in terms of my career, it definitely, that fear of not knowing what that was and procrastinating and just settling for less definitely took a toll on me. I'm definitely facing the consequences of that. But everything happens for a reason, and I'm very grateful that I am now in a job that I see myself being in for a while and has been paying more than my previous job, so that's fine. We still paying off debt, but it's okay. Self-care. Meditate. Check in every morning. Make time to rest. Have Sunday be self-care day. I haven't been meditating, but I have found little ways to meditate. I feel like you can do that throughout your day and just being mindful. So I do that during my break. I do that when I'm driving to and from work or to school. I find that through sometimes just mentally like logging off or mentally zoning out for a little bit. And I've been able to do that even with a bunch of 2-year-olds running around me and screaming. Like, I feel like that's a skill I've definitely gained through being a teacher, a co-teacher. And yeah, and now I understand, if you've watched Abbott Elementary, which is one of my favorite shows now, the struggles of a teacher. And I'm definitely learning along the way of how to save that energy for you to take care of yourself so that you can be the best person, the best teacher you can be for your kids. Because, of course, we care about these kids, but you also need to take care of yourself to be able to be there for them. So yeah, I think I was really scared of how was I going to be able to manage this new change, this new job, this new environment. And really, it's fear that keeps us from thinking positively. So yeah, I just really had to force myself into the new change. And that's where I learned, wow, like, I really overreacted, or I really was worried for nothing. So you'll be surprised how much you're able to take when stepping into or out of your comfort zone. And then school. Thank goodness. I finish up actually in a few weeks. Next week is my last week in community college. I'm finishing up with my associate. I'm 23, and I know that most of my peers or the people I graduated high school with have already gotten their undergrad. And of course, within that process, I did experience FOMO and like, oh man, like my life would have been so different if I had taken the loan and gone to university. But personally, I don't think that would have been a great decision. Thinking about the what ifs definitely did not help me in that process. But looking back, I am so, so grateful that I did not rush school. I mean, I couldn't, but even then, like, I made intentional decisions not to rush and to just focus on work and figuring things out, and also allowing and making time for my other passions in art and my podcast and everything. And yeah, I don't regret taking this pace that I took, because, you know, a lot of people that I did go to high school with, I was able to see like later in the years and after they graduated university, and a lot of them are struggling because they either don't have a job or they don't know how to socialize and really create relationships. And I was able to gain and learn all of that because I did not rush school. But I do value education. I mean, I do want to become a teacher, but there's just certain things from school that you're not able to learn in the real world. So I'm very grateful that I made the decision that I did, and now we're here. But that's pretty much it, guys. I pretty much went through almost every area of my life. On a general sense, I feel like we would have to see each other in person to really dig deep. But I hope you enjoyed hearing that. I'd love to connect again with you all and see what you guys are doing, your accomplishments. Remember that, you know, to celebrate the little wins every day, and to count your blessings and just to be grateful. Especially, I mean, as I get older, a new year is just another year to me, but it's still a good kind of reference point. Is that a word for it? Like, you know, it's just a good motivator. The idea of a clean slate is exciting, but also it can be very anxious. But be observant, you know, be observant of the thoughts that you have, the thoughts that pass through your mind. You know, don't avoid it and wait until it's too late, or where you're already in the middle of your year, and then you contemplate on it. You know, it's best to do it early. It may be uncomfortable, You know, you may look back on 2022 and it not being your best year, and that's okay. Just have more grace for yourself. And I'm definitely learning that through everything. And one of the things that I've been learning is that if you just see things with purpose and intention and remembering that, you know, everything is intertwined and relates to one another and depends on one another. You know, for example, if you're not okay mentally, that will affect you physically and socially. And so always keep in check with yourself, even if it's just 5 minutes a day. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for those who have been supporting me for this long. I'm so excited for what's to come for Positive and Ponder next year. There's definitely a lot of projects, but even if I'm not as present and consistent with my podcast, I'm definitely working towards other things to expand this message, my message, and this community. And I hope to create more opportunities where we can all talk together, whether it be online or if you're local, maybe to do a meetup. And so, yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful holiday with your families and your loved ones, and please be safe. And I can't wait to share another chapter, another year with you all very soon. Stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe to Positive and Ponder, and please, please, please give it a rating or your review. You can follow me on Instagram at pauline.ponders. Don't forget to always love, to always be curious, and to always ponder. Bye.